Well, in honor of the official mascot of this show, Pudge, it's time for Pudge's Pals. And Anthony is here from the Salem Animal Rescue League of New Hampshire. Hi, Anthony. How are you?
Good. How are you all?
Thanks for being here this morning. And who did you bring with you who Courtney is cuddling with or was cuddling with just moments ago?
We have our 8-year-old blind buddy, Chuck.
Chuck.
He is so sweet. I can't. Yeah. Oh,
he's a nice looking dog,
Chuck.
Too.
We got to get Chuck is making his way around. Probably wants one of Curtis's bagels.
Stand up with him, Courtney.
But yeah, get. Okay.
You hold him.
What can you tell us about? So Chuck is 8 years old.
Chuck is 8 years old.
What breed is Chuck?
He's a mixed pit bull breed.
Okay.
He has a little shepherd, a little pit bull in him.
Oh.
Chuck was actually adopted from us originally as a puppy.
Yeah.
About 8-9 years ago. And unfortunately, his owner had some medical conditions in the last year and was no longer able to care for him and had to surrender him back to us. Chuck had some...
What a cutie.
He's a good-looking
Look
dog.
At him. I love the eyes.
He's blind, but he is a happy-go-lucky little guy. Loves to be just around people and likes to snuggle.
Yeah. Great kisses. Give such good kisses.
He's a great dog for someone who may not want to walk a lot of... I'll walk a lot with a dog.
That's me.
Because Chuck is like a 5-minute walk and likes to take a break.
Yeah.
I got to get my dad to grab it.
What kind of home would Chuck do best in from your perspective?
We think Danielle has said that Chuck would be best in a home with probably he'd be the only dog at this time in his life.
All right.
Good with kids, good with adults, but just no other animals in the home.
Right.
Just because he gets a little nervous because he can't sense what's going on too much.
Good-looking dog. Nice brown brindle.
And he does sense you, though. Like, he comes right over. He's not,
And it's amazing. If you give him a little while to navigate the room, he'll start walking around as if you wouldn't even know.
Look at the tail wag.
Yeah. Like, such a happy pup.
Dog who loves being around people and is looking for love. Look at him. He's so... Oh, look at that. Look at that tail go,
Anthony. Courtney, have you guys seen an
bum scratchies?
Have you guys seen an uptick of dogs in your shelter? Has that been post pandemic, or what do you think?
Yeah, so actually, every dog, 99% of the dogs that we have in our shelter are surrenders. We don't bring in puppies, or we don't bring in animals from the south, just because we have such a high demand in the local area of people needing to surrender their animals. Again, pandemic was a big thing. But now you have a lot of financial issues as well with people just cannot. They're living in their homes. They're living in their cars, and they can't
afford
dogs and cats. To be honest,
right? Yeah. Wow,
it's tough.
And how do you, if one of our listeners wants to adopt Chucky, how would they do it?
Yeah, you can come to visit our website at SARLNH.org. It's the acronym for Salem Animal Rescue League, and you'll have our phone number there. You have our online applications there. For our animals, all our website is kept up to date, so what you see on there is available, and it changes daily.
Well, we're one for one. We had a pretty quick adoption with the first Pudge's Pal, and I bet we can do the same for Chuck.
Oh.
I mean, if you're not right now, if you're not watching this show on Twitch or on YouTube, you're missing out on Chuck. Courtney, can you pick him up again, or
yes.
is he...
He's just the sweetest, most calm
I know.
Pup.
Look at him.
Yep.
Oh, my God. He is such a go. Look at him with his
Chuck's looking
paws.
For some kisses.
Oh, Chuck. Oh, all right. Yeah. So I'm so glad you guys brought him out.
There he goes.
There he goes. Good boy.
There you go.
Good boy. We're just so happy and honored that you guys are taking this step. And doing this for not just us, but other shelters, and we respect and thank you, Chris, for doing this for Pudge's honor.
Oh, thank you, Anthony. It's a great way to keep the best guy alive. So, thank you.
Thank
All
you,
right, guys. Thanks so much for bringing
thanks
him
so
down
much
this
for having
morning.
Us.
And let us
thank
know.
You guys.
Good luck with
if
everything.
If we're able to find him a forever home, let us know as soon as possible.
We will. Thank you.
All right. I know one of you is going to give Chuck a home, and
so,
Courtney,
sweet.
Again, every week. I don't know how do you say goodbye to them.
It's so hard.
By the time this is done, you're going to have 12 dogs.
I know
you and Santo.
I love him.
All right, you guys. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
That is the latest Pudge's Pal. If you are working at or associated with a rescue anywhere in New England and a shelter rescue and there's a dog that you think would make a great pet for one of our listeners, then let us know. And you can do that on Instagram, show Instagram, Greg Hill Show, W-E-E-I, or reach out, call us, or whatever. Get a hold of us, because we would love to have that dog as a part of Pudge's Pals.
Oh.
Wow. What? What
is that? It's just like dogs give you endless love without expecting anything in return.
Yes.
And it's unbelievable.
I get the same thing from OnlyFans. Same kind of feeling from my favorite creators on OnlyFans.
Oh, we're in a comp. Really gets you going.
Courtney, you got to add to your family.
Oh.
Yeah, you could. Are you guys going to get another dog, or is that an ongoing discussion?
It's an ongoing discussion, but we should have a human child before we get another dog.
Get another dog.
Yeah. So.
All right. Well,
any news?
No.
Well, you should stop partying.
I know.
Really. God, party more. Live it up. Yeah, do everything.
Really. Yeah. I need to party a little bit more.
I was actually worried about you. I haven't been out in a while.
Well, I mean, I left the game early last night.
Yeah,
you did. Somebody hit the Friday parlay on that I would leave that Bruins game early, but I have a show to do.
Yeah.
Can't be out all night like City Wiggins.
Nope.
Why?
City Wiggs was.
I show up. Just perfectly, like Gronk, ready to perform.
You're in a little bit of trouble over in the North End.
Ooh. No, I show love to everybody in the North End.
No, you don't.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, I do.
Nope.
What'd you do?
I don't believe that. It's, Greg is now like the internet. I'm not buying what he's selling.
You would say he's capping?
I went to see our good friend Massimo at Aria before the game.
Oh, best meatballs.
For a snack.
Do you like Italian food?
I do.
Oh.
I had the meatballs and the burrata with peaches and the chicken broccoli Alfredo.
Mm-hmm.
And
hold the broccoli.
Massimo said that you used to come in there all the time on the donut, and now you go to Strega all the time.
Oh, no.
I go all over the North End all the time.
Nope. Oh.
If anything, I was told, one guy used to stay in the North End all the time.
Uh-huh.
All was everywhere in the North End.
Uh-huh.
And doesn't leave the seaport.
Ooh,
who was that?
Tucker.
Tucker.
Who was that?
That would be the one Greg Hill.
Nope.
They said, spread it around.
I spread the love.
The only reason why you're in the North End, because you were at the Bruins game.
Nope.
If there was no Bruins game, guaranteed you'd be at either OP, or is it OP?
Yeah, or Van Leeuwen.
Or Van Leeuwen or Save 'em.
Yeah, I spread it around.
They were like, Greg used to always come to the North End.
Oh.
Yeah, but now we don't see him no more.
That's because the North End was the wild, wild west during the pandemic. That's why I went there. You could do anything you wanted.
Just, now you don't see Greg in the North End.
As long as they had blinds that closed in a restaurant, you could do anything you wanted.
Now Curtis, you know where I saw Greg?
What's that?
Save 'em and Ocean Prime. You know where I go? I go to the Seaport.
Amen.
I go to Southie.
You actually told me about a place in the North End I had never heard about. That's new-ish.
Wicked Craft.
Yeah.
It's in the North. I go all over, unlike Greg.
That's true.
It's been a minute since
You've been to Hunter's?
I've been to Hunter's. It's been a minute since I've hit up Aria, but I was always there. So I still show love. I show love to everybody in the North End.
Okay.
Pencado, Strega, all these places. Shout out Nicky Verano. I grew up with Nicky. What do you want me to tell you? My boy.
All right.
I love for
him. We got a lot to get to, including Nick Kostos, who will tell you how he thinks you should wager this weekend, coming up next. But right now, Courtney, and what is trending this hour?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by the 99. The Bruins fell to the Stars 5-2 on home ice. A tough night for Jeremy Swayman. He was in goal. He had 27 saves in the loss, the Bees' third consecutive one. You guys were there in attendance, so how was the crowd? How's their reaction to the play on the ice?
I think the crowd, they were disappointed in the Bruins. I mean, Wiggy said it best, I thought, when we started the show this morning, which is that they seem a couple steps behind these teams when they play them. And, you know, they just, I was probably too hard on Beecher for coughing the puck up on that goal. I brought up the Tyler Seguin goal where he is by himself, Wiggy, not a guy near him.
Nope.
And so, I don't know, you said last night to me during that game that you feel like they have the same issue that they've had where they just aren't clearing guys out in front of the net.
And they're sloppy with the puck. The energy level, like, there was point in times in the game where they made a little push. They made a little push after they scored the second goal when Brazo scored that set.
Yes.
And the energy, then they came out in the third period. They had some good energy. But it felt like at the start, maybe, I don't know, it just, this is why I love going to hockey games. And if you ever have an opportunity to go, I would say get up on it. You can see the speed difference and just the puck possession and puck handling and puck possession of teams when you're actually there. And you could see, like, the way that Dallas scored, I think it was their third power play goal. I mean, it was so beautiful. They came through the neutral zone. It was give and go, give to another guy, comes down low, and then drops it right on the front step, and they score. The Bruins, power play, as soon as they get near their blue line, dump and chase.
Dump and chase. And then go into the corner, and you can't dig it out of the corner, right. And you can't get the power play started.
And you can't get possession. It's like, yeah. It's crazy.
Well, the Celtics, they started slow but dominated the Wizards on the road to get a 2-0 on the season. 122-102, the final in Washington. Jaylen Brown led the way with 27 points. Jason Tatum had a double-double, 25 points and 11 rebounds. Thursday Night Football had the Rams beating the Vikings 30-20. Matthew Stafford completed 25 of 34 passes for 279 yards and 4 touchdowns. He had 1 interception in the win. Tonight, Boston College welcomes Louisville to alumni, 7:30 kickoff. You can listen to that game right here on EEI. And the World Series also kicks off tonight. The Yankees take on the Dodgers out in L.A. First pitch at 8:08. Gerrit Cole is taking the mound for the Yankees against Jack Flaherty. It is now time, Shime. What is your lock for the weekend?
All right, Courtney, so here's the deal. I am going to go with the Baltimore Ravens, and I will lay the 8 points.
Okay.
The Ravens have dominated. There is no quarterback hotter on the planet than Lamar Jackson. Derrick Henry has been an absolute menace. The Browns are a disaster. They might score a little bit just because they have a quarterback not named Deshaun Watson this week, but I still think the Ravens dominate. Give me the Ravens. I'll lay the 8 points.
All right.
Who's giving Lamar a legit run for his money when it comes to MVP?
Mahomes.
Josh Allen.
Mahomes is not an MVP candidate. Stop.
No.
Like, this is insane.
If they go 16-1,
they're not going to go 16-1.
Okay.
Josh
if they go
Allen
15-2,
right,
the two-time defending Super Bowl champion.
You're not going to. You cannot win the MVP because it
I
is
believe
a
he's the favorite award. Right now.
No, he's not. Lamar Jackson is a heavy favorite, actually. Thank you.
Oh, he's not that heavy. God, lose weight and all of a sudden.
But you cannot win the MVP award when you have more interceptions than touchdowns. It's a physical impossibility.
Well, of course, if he continues this path, I don't believe he will.
Josh Allen's the only guy.
He's second in
the
MVP betting odds right
with
now.
Zero interceptions.
Second behind Lamar Jackson.
I understand, and he won't win.
Yeah.
The only reason they put him there is because if they put him any lower, they'll get an influx of bets.
Greg, this is why everybody gets bothered by betting Shime. I make a comment that he's going to be with the MVP, and Shime thinks I said it's raining dogs. Like, he's the second most likely guy to get it.
Raining dogs? What the hell does
that mean? An absurd possibility. He literally is number two.
He's not going to win the MVP.
He has better odds than Josh Allen.
I will bet $100 right now to any animal shelter in the tri-state area that he will not win MVP.
Okay, fine. You're on.
He has better odds than Josh Allen. That's impressive. Yeah. Josh Allen, zero interceptions, 12 touchdowns. Buffalo's actually doing really well. So I would have thought that Josh Allen would be second, but
now
I guess,
have to root for the Chiefs.
I guess when you're Patrick Mahomes, you're always going to be thrown into the mix.
Odds are not great, but what about Jalen Polk?
Oof.
I was thinking, you think?
I think if it gets in his grasp, he might drop it.
Could he be LVP? Is that a thing? Can we start that?
All right, Shime. I like that lock.
All right.
Courtney, put that in your spreadsheet.
I sure did. Kids eat free at the 99 restaurant every Sunday in October and on Halloween. Visit the 99 for lunch or dinner, and kids can get a free meal from the kids menu with every adult entree purchased. You got to love the nines. That's what's trending. Here's Curtis with your weather.
Programming note, you will not be hearing Ken or Curtis this weekend. You will be hearing Shime Rooney, noon to 3 tomorrow, I believe.
No, so it's Fitzy and Mego noon to 3, and then me and John Lyons noon to 3, me and John Lyons,
what's
and Fitzy and Mego 9 to noon.
What's happening with the award-winning Ken and Curtis show?
Ken's out, and I didn't feel great, and I wanted to give myself a couple days with the old Z-Pack. Take the weekend off, you know, I work enough here. The real thing is I just miss Ken. 47 degrees,
Ken is,
sunny.
I think Ken told me he's going to be home prepping for the next pandemic, which is only 98 years away.
God. MSNBC is just playing sad music right now. It's rough. Afternoon high 61.
Excuse me. Social distance, please.